Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Divers will continue the search for six people presumed dead Wednesday morning after a cargo ship hit a major Maryland bridge. USA's Dave Collins has more.
The search for the missing workers was suspended Tuesday night because of diminished visibility and treacherous currents in the busy Baltimore Harbor. The Francis Scott Key bridge span went down around 1:30 Tuesday morning after it was struck by a cargo ship. Officials say based on the length of time since the collapse and water temperatures when six construction workers fell from the bridge, they don't expect to find any survivors.
Hunter Biden's attorneys will be in federal court in Los Angeles Wednesday, arguing for the dismissal of tax-related charges filed against the president's son. Biden pleaded not guilty to nine charges, including failure to pay taxes on overseas business income, brought by special counsel David Weiss. The charges carry up to 17 years in prison. Visa and MasterCard are nearing a groundbreaking agreement aimed at reducing merchant fees, potentially putting billions back into consumers' pockets. USA's John Schaefer.
Traditionally, these fees, which credit card companies levy on businesses of all sizes, amount to a hefty 2% of each transaction, a cost invariably transferred to consumers. Credit card giants will be compelled to cap these fees over the next 5 years, followed by renegotiations for a fresh swipe fee arrangement with merchants.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is wasting no time calling out targets for criticism as he seeks the presidency on a third-party run. Kennedy announced his VP pick, wealthy California attorney Nicole Shanahan, Tuesday, and later in the announcement had this to say about some of the things they both agree on.
That the defense agencies work for the military-industrial complex. That health agencies work for big pharma. That the USDA works for big ag and the processed food cartels.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, taking charge of the investigation now into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
And what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety record, the look at the owner.
For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made the ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights, and confirming that he would not face the death penalty if tried there. Staying in the U.K., King Charles III set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis. It'll be this weekend. Buckingham Palace announcing the monarch will attend Easter Sunday service at Windsor Castle. This after it was revealed last week that Kate Princess of Wales, has also been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing treatment. Will and Jada Smith are closing down their charity. The Will and Jada Smith Family Foundation is closing after a sharp drop in donations over the last few years. This, of course, after Will Smith's Oscars slap heard round the world, where he walked on stage and smacked host and comedian Chris Rock in the face for all to see during the 2022 Academy Awards. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, ready or not, we have the unmasked crusader of truth and holiness, the one and only Dr. Alex McFarland joining us, my good friend. Who's a top Christian apologist, radio host, and director of Christian Worldview at North Greenville University, and author of over 20 books. Alex, how you doing, buddy? Happy Easter to you.
Well, happy Easter to you, Bill. I'm very honored to be speaking with you.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a shared honor because I feel the same way every time we can get together, because it just reminds me, remember when we were little kids and we used to do this little light of mine? It said when you put your lights together, right, how the flame intensifies. That's what I feel when I'm around you. It just, it just intensifies my spirit. It blesses me because we're able to, you know, share the truth, and prayerfully, it is a blessing for our audience and those that are hearing right now, not by accident. If you happen to just tune in and you go, whoa, hey, there's Bill and Alex, it's not by accident. Hopefully, it's one of those divine appointments, because we're going to be talking about is something that you need to be aware of. And, the big thing, of course, this being Holy Week, this is the final days of preparation for an empty tomb, right?
Oh, exactly. Well, and to your earlier comment, you're very gracious. I have such respect for you. And, to those listening, when you and I meet at places like National Religious Broadcasters Convention and we talk, I'm continually impressed with your insights, not only your knowledge of God's Word, but just looking at Scripture, current events, through the lens of Scripture. Bill, I have great respect for you. It's always a privilege. But the world over, this is referred to as Holy Week. And just a little bit about what the context is. You know, Sunday, Christians will celebrate the resurrection, the empty tomb, which makes our salvation possible. And as you know, Bill, the empty tomb, Christ's ability to conquer death, that is the bridge so far that nobody else could come back from. But Jesus came out of the tomb alive under his own power, proving his identity and his work. Who is he? God incarnate. What did he do on Calvary's cross? Paid for the sins of humanity. And by rising from the dead, that validates the man and the message. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so, but you know, today on Wednesday, this would have been the day that Judas went to confer with the religious hierarchy, sell out Christ for 30 pieces of silver. And Monday would have been the day that he cleanse the temple for the second time, curse the fig tree. Yesterday, Tuesday, debated the Pharisees. And then, of course, yesterday, Matthew 24 and 25, what is called the Mount Olivet Discourse. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage people to read Matthew 24 and 25. But Wednesday, this is when things get in high gear. And Judas made the deal, and of course, Gethsemane would be tomorrow, but the most significant week in world history, because this is what makes human redemption and salvation possible.
Exactly. It was God's way and only way that we could be redeemed, that he would substitute our sins with his own son to pay the price, so that we would be cleaned up, Alex, so that we could, be in the presence of a holy God. In my studies this week in the book of Deuteronomy, again, we're reminded how the children of Israel recoiled at the voice of God. Just the voice of God was so scary and frightening to them. They said, "Don't, Moses, don't subject us to that. You talk to God and you tell us what he says and we'll behave," right? His voice was so awesome. But we need to, in this whole process, understand the holiness of God and what Jesus had to do to, clean us up, to purify us, so that we could assume and come back to our rightful position in God, and that's to be in his presence. And we can't do that in our human condition. And it's only by the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which was foretold that for thousands of years this was going to happen. We are reminded time and again throughout Scripture this was going to happen. And it had to be one of those kind of, Alex, had to be one of those, kind of V8 moments, for the Jews, when St. Paul was talking to them. Cause here he is. I mean, he's the Jew of Jews, and he's such a student of Scripture, and he walks the Jews, the ones who had ears to hear. He walks them through Scripture and saying, here in the Garden of Eden, here's Jesus, here in the varying books of the Old Testament, here's Jesus. And here's Jesus again, coming from the line of David. All this had been predicted, including that he would come into Jerusalem at the start of Holy Week on a donkey. And the people who were praising him one day and laying down palms on the ground and clothing for Jesus to walk on as he sat on his donkey and saying, Hallelujah, Hosanna in the highest, and honoring Jesus. And then many of these same people days later would be yelling, crucify him, right? And he knew.
The salvation story is such a beautiful, perfect, every detail covered story. I mean, it really is. And to those listening, I hope everybody hearing you and I converse, Bill, I hope that there's been a time when they, in their heart, said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, wash my sin away, save me. We often say this, and it's no little trite cliche, but Jesus is as close by as a prayer.
Right.
But he really is. Bill, last week, I was in Plainview, Texas, which is right outside of Lubbock. By the way, I have to quiz you. What famous early rock and roll star came from Lubbock, Texas? Do you know, Bill?
You get my brain in other areas, and all of a sudden, then you want to go back into trivia. I don't recall. So go ahead and tell
Buddy Holly.
Oh, Buddy, yes. Who cares? Okay.
Buddy
Holly. Right.
But anyway, we had a crusade in Lubbock for five nights last week.
I should have known that off the top of my head. I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Salvation. People came. It's a simple gospel message, but it is the greatest story ever told. How Jesus is that Lamb of God who shed his blood to wash our sins away. And yes, he is as close by as a prayer.
Mm. I'll tell you, with my good friend, Dr. Alex McFarland. See, only with Alex can you go from Buddy Holly to the redemptive solution for our sin at Calvary. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. How awesome. This is a great week and a time for us to draw nigh to God. He says that, look, if you draw nigh to me, hey, I'm going to be drawn nigh to you. More from Alex on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
My good friend, Dr. Alex McFarland, continues with us. Alex is one of America's top Christian apologists, radio host, and director of Christian Worldview at North Greenville University. Alex, I did want to talk to you about how Justice Brown just raised the threat level on our First Amendment rights in her comments at the Supreme Court the other day. This is where we are right now in terms of our Constitution and how it is in jeopardy.
Yeah, well, absolutely. In fact, we're in danger of the Bible becoming contraband because it would be wokeness would define the Bible as hate speech, right?
Oh, of course, right.
But the Bible is God's word, and you and I could quite literally do hours and hours and hours of content on the fact that the Bible was given by God, the Bible has been preserved by God, the Bible, the 66 canonical books that we call the Bible that tell us of Jesus, the condition of humanity, the need for redemption. Bill, I believe that the Bible is the infallible, perfect word of God, and I think there are compelling lines of evidence by which we could defend that claim. But the Bible says that certain behaviors are abominable in the eyes of God, among these, sodomy.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that God made two genders, male and female. Bill, when I was in graduate school at Liberty University, I minored in developmental psychology in my master's program. And when I was at Liberty University, we had, among other professors, we had some professors from UCLA Medical School. Now, I don't know if they would still be this frank, but here's my point. Same-sex attraction and gender dysphoria. Okay, same-sex ideation and gender dysphoria are always the result of pain and abuse. So people, you know, we might ask the question, what is homosexuality? And I'm getting to free speech here in a moment, but for years, the mental health community understood that homosexuality was a means of trying to deal with pain because in infancy or childhood or pre-adolescence, people were molested. And there are a number of what we call antecedent factors or contributing factors. The number one contributing factor to the same-sex attraction or gender confusion is molestation.
Exactly.
Another is lack of bonding with the parent of the same sex. Now, it's no accident that the world and the West are experiencing this rise of gender confusion and homosexual inclination. It's paralleled the breakdown of the family. You know, worldwide, there is a tragically high divorce rate and illegitimacy rate. And when kids are not raised by their biological mother and father, there are all sorts of emotional, social, and sexual challenges that come about. And now here's the thing. Into a world of sexual brokenness, we've got the Bible that says repent, believe in Jesus, and turn from sin, and pursue righteousness.
Exactly.
Now, with the rise of homosexual activity, there has been in the media endorsement of sex outside of marriage, which the Bible calls fornication. There's been a rise of, affirmation of homosexuality and transgenderism. And the Bible says that sin, you know, there is no sin that has ever or will ever be declassified.
Yeah.
So, the sexual libertines have politicized themselves. And so I got to tell you, Bill, we Christians are going to face the time. Either there's going to be a revival or the message of the gospel is going to become illegal.
Yeah. Well, and no doubt, so, no doubt. You know, it's like we've said before, Alex, that the truth no longer is an offense. I mean, a defense. It's become an offense. You know, it is offensive to people who are, you know, as the Bible says, that are heading to damnation. And, you know, we talk this way not to injure, but to warn and to save people, you know, because take it from us. We're sinners saved by grace. We're not claiming perfection here. Even though we profess Jesus and say, look at, you know, because we're like Paul, who found himself so frustrated to say, you know, the things I don't want to do, I do. That which I don't, I do. It is a contradiction. But by God's grace and mercy, he understands our heart and our intent of what we're trying to do. In and of ourselves, we cannot do it. And this is why we lean on the Holy Spirit and the weapons of our warfare that God has provided for us on this plane, on this part of the journey of life that will end up in eternity. And the question is, in eternity, where do you want to be? Do you want to be with God or without God? Without God, no bueno. I mean, and that's the reality, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, this very same Bible that says there are only two genders, male and female. Well, there are only two places in eternity. There's heaven and hell. And, you know, my friend Erwin Lutzer wrote a book some years ago called 1 Minute After You Die.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to be morbid, but just to be truthful, I mean, imagine the people, even as we do this radio show, I mean, people are stepping into eternity. And imagine to step into eternity and be separated from God in hell, the horror. But God doesn't want that to happen. But to legitimately have a relationship, there has to be the element of choice or free will. And again, there may be this, you know, Holy Week, even people right now listening to this show. And I would just plead with you, have you turned to Jesus Christ for salvation? Because God is holy. Heaven is a place where there is no sin, there is no death, and so you have to be born again. John chapter 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, and Nicodemus was religious, moral, upright, but yet Jesus said, you must be born again. And the way people are born again, saved, is you admit that you're a sinner, you believe in Jesus, who he was, what he did, and you call out to him. And maybe somebody even right now is listening, and today is your day, my friend, to make sure that you're saved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, Alex, what comes to mind here really quickly is just that, you know, you imagine how frustrating it is in this worldly plane. Sometimes we find ourselves being round pegs and square holes, right? How frustrating is that? Yeah. And most of us do at varying times in our experience of life. Some, you know, it is a chronic condition. Can you imagine you're in hell and you are the ultimate manifestation of a round peg in a square hole? Because God designed you to be with him, and you're not with him, right? So you're in this wrong place, living in the reality of the frustration that, especially for eternity, that you will never be your highest. You will never attain what you know in your spirit shoulda, coulda, woulda. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That scares the holy what have you out of me.
Yeah. No restitution, no resolution. But listen, in Jesus we have not only salvation, we have peace. Peace with God and peace within. And again, Jesus is as close by as prayer. My website, alexmcfarland.com, there's a tab, My Relationship with God. It'll explain it all. AlexMcFarland.com.
Check it out. Dr. Alex McFarland, happy Easter, my friend. God bless. Take care.
And you too.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
USA News Update. Search and Rescue turns to Search and Recovery Wednesday in the waters below the bridge that came crashing down in Baltimore.
The six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into it and it collapsed.
I can't imagine how painful today has been for these families.
Now, someone on the ship issuing a mayday call after losing power, President Biden addressing that fact.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives.
And right now, the FBI says there is no evidence of terrorism.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the span. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because as you realized if you didn't before, as we were talking with Selwyn Duke, the truth matters. And you can see in every area of our lives how when the truth is compromised or obliterated or we refuse it, the kind of trouble we get into, whether it's dealing with a pandemic, open borders, our own economy, just go right on down the line. And it's amazing that the truth has become so obliterated that people have convinced themselves that the lie is the truth. That's how bad it's become. Dr. Richard Bartlett is with us, and we'll further investigate and talk about it, because as it relates to what's going on with these pending pandemics, he is an ER doctor, and he joins us now. Dr. Bartlett, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill Martinez, it's an honor to be with you today.
Well, the honor is ours. We appreciate all your insight and what you're doing there in the front lines of the battle for truth. I mean, and this past week was reported, Dr. Bartlett, that you got Western Minnesota a goat test positive for bird flu. What's going on here?
Okay, so there are thousands of strains of flu, and normally bird flu is in birds. Thus the name, bird flu.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in the last 2 years, we have seen in the media a slow sell that there is bird flu starting to transition naturally, quote-unquote, from birds to penguins to killing being made in the mainstream media that this is going to come to humans just naturally. And so now we have it in a goat. And watch, eventually they're going to say that there's a worldwide pandemic of bird flu in humans. And so it's interesting that about 4 years ago, Dr. Robert Redfield, the CDC director at the time, said that he's at the very beginning of COVID, he said COVID is just a wake-up call. He said the great pandemic will be a bird flu that kills 10 to 15% of the people that gets it. And he says it's a greater risk than China, Korea, Russia to the United States national security. That's what he said years ago. And interestingly, they've been doing this gain-of-function research, which is basically genetic engineering, splicing in, and making viruses more dangerous and more contagious. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happened with COVID. You know, it took 3 years for the Department of Energy Intelligence and the FBI to acknowledge that the COVID came from a lab, and it was lab-created, man-made, a bioweapon. Not just virus, but a bioweapon.
But they knew. But they knew this. They were evading the truth for their own protection. Dr. Fauci is a gain of function guy, and so he was protected whenever he was before Congress. I mean, you listen to his responses. This guy did everything he could do to dance to the left, dance to the right, and obfuscate the truth. And Rand Paul did everything he could to, you know, pin him down. But this guy's more slippery than a wet eel. And this report about this goat testing positive, Dr. Barr, this is the first, people need to understand, this is the first case of its kind in U.S. history. People need to note this. This isn't something that's happened before. This is all brand new on the heels of what you just reported, that there's been this bio-research and this gain-of-function activity that's been taking place, and we're opening Pandora's box here in a way, are we not?
We are, and so the reason the Bill Martinez show is on the cutting edge right now is Saturday, Biden signed into law a spending bill that could apply $1 billion to future bird flu pandemic. And so there's literally, the flu is called out in this spending bill, $315 million is earmarked for a flu pandemic. Bird flu, when it comes to humans, will be a flu pandemic. And we just funded the next pandemic. Let me say that again slower.
Yes.
Congress just funded $1 billion for the next pandemic. And when I say that, we already know that there are bird flu vaccines that are being created for humans in conjunction with the USDA sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Chinese scientists right now. And so the vaccines are already made. And so this $1 billion, part of it is for buying vaccines that have already been made for American citizens to line up and roll up their sleeve. And so when they say bird flu, don't miss it. That's actually flu A. That's a strain of flu A. And so people will go to the ER. I'm in the ER right now. And so they'll get a swab up the nose. They'll be told they got flu A. Bird flu is a strain of flu A. And so we have quick tests for it already. There's going to be a ramping up of the military countermeasures run by the Department of Defense. This is all in the bill. Congress just funded our next pandemic.
Yeah. Well, the two questions come to mind. Number one, what do they know that we don't know? Number one. And number two, how much more dangerous is this new iteration of bird flu?
So over 98% of the people that got COVID recovered. In contrast to that, you're going to have 10 to 15% of the people die from bird flu, according to Robert Redfield. How many people have died from bird flu in the United States so far in the history of the earth? Zero. And so for one person to die is significant, but he is saying that this is going to be on the scale of thousands of times the death of COVID.
You're talking three, four times worse than COVID, basically.
We're talking 1,000 times worse than COVID.
1,000 times worse. Wow.
Yes. And so when he says it's 10 to 15% mortality rate, we had 1.5% mortality rate with COVID. He's saying 15%. And so this is going to be on a different scale entirely. And it was just funded by the 1,012-page spending bill that was signed into law Saturday by Biden. It's amazing how all these things happen on Saturdays, weekends,
exactly.
All it is. But in this bill, it talks about it literally talks about everything you just mentioned. You talked about the immigration and the border issue. It talks about carrying out Titles 2, 3, and 17 of the Immigration and Nationality Act. It's talking about bird flu and zoonotic infections. Zoonotic means an infection coming from an animal to humans and then being spread among humans. And that's $708 million of this bill that's already been earmarked, already paid for. Now the money's been set aside so it can be spent for the next pandemic. Sometimes you just are at a loss for words. We know that there was a disaster that we just are on the heels of with COVID that was made in the lab. Now it's irrefutable. And the same research, gain-of-function research, is happening with a highly pathogenic bird flu. For the last 10 years, there's evidence that it's been being done in the United States and with U.S. taxpayer dollars around the world. And so we have the disease and the solution have already been created. They've already been making and dealing with bird flu in the lab, and they've made the vaccines at the same time, and now they funded it.
And here it is, the politicians, what they're doing to us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you pursue the truth. No matter where it leads, you start to get answers, and you realize the consistent playbook here, particularly by politicians in general, the Democratic Party specifically, is they're the ones that burn the house down, and then coming on the back door, they play the role of the firemen that are going to put the fire out, and they look like the heroes when you go back to the Genesis and realize, no, these were the same people that perpetrated just to do an incredible amount of damage and to maintain their hands on the levers of power and control. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. Bartlett after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, in America at this very moment, there are many podcasts, there's news reports that are happening, but how many can you go to and get this kind of information that Dr. Richard Bartlett is sharing with us? And this is what this radio show is all about. We've been committed to pursuing the truth from a biblical worldview from day one. For over 15 years, we've been doing this. To save lives, and to save lives not only in the temporal respect, but in the eternal respect as well. And what Dr. Bartlett has been sharing with us is, you know, is a warning, but it's also a bit of encouragement because, see, the last pandemic, we were caught on the heels of our feet, because we thought we could trust our education. Educational system, institutions, and our government. We really believed that. And it really hit us in the face, and I think Dr. Bartlett, this country is still suffering from a little bit of PTSD from what we endured in this pandemic, but in the previous pandemic with COVID. But we're all the smarter about it. And now it's like, okay, we get the game. We get the contest. We see what they're doing to us. And again, we're reminded that knowledge is power. And we can go into this next iteration understanding that our government is not here to serve us. They have abandoned that idea a long time ago. And for whatever reason right now, whether you look at the immigration, you look at health policies and that sort of thing, I mean, it's very diabolical, and you can get cynical over all this, can't you?
You can, but, Bill, I appreciate that it is a biblical perspective because, you know, it says that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Exactly.
But there's value in knowledge, and it says to seek wisdom, to seek knowledge, and so there is value in knowing what's coming.
Let me add this real quick, Dr. Bartlett. You cannot find wisdom apart from God. Okay, I mean, that's the bottom line. You disconnect from God, you become stupid. I mean, you purposely become stupid. And yeah. I'm saying this in all sincerity and in love, okay? I've lived enough of life to understand, even in my own life, I've got examples I could be sharing with you on how I rendered my own self stupid because I thought I knew better than God. Okay, and I've come to that conclusion, and based on my own experience and others that have gone through the same road and the same journey, a similar iteration of it, have discovered the same thing, and it's like, why didn't we, at 5 years old, grasp this and hold on to it? How many other calamities could I have avoided had I just followed God's law?
So there's winning strategies, and the only one that can give us winning strategies, inspiration, is God. And so we just lived it with COVID. In the beginning of COVID, I was an ER doctor praying at the beginning of COVID, Lord, what do I do if someone has COVID and they come in here dying and they say, I can't breathe? And as an, I got an answer to prayer while I was sleeping in the call room of a winning strategy that's now part of the national treatment strategy for COVID for India, also part of Australia's national response to COVID now, using an inhaled steroid budesonide. My point is, God gives a solution before there's a problem. It's always been available, but you got to ask him. And he does answer prayer. And it can be so practical. It can be so practical that in the Bible you hear about a guy named Joseph that got a winning strategy to save the world from a famine. And so we know that there's $1 million that has been set aside now to fund the next pandemic, the experimental modified RNA shots that they're going to be pushing, all of the other, if there's monoclonal antibodies that are over $1,200 a person. But you know what? Independent of the strategy, the scheme that they've already set the trap for, there's already solutions. So I'm going to say those for your listeners now, and they're going to be ahead of most doctors. We have a flu medicine called Xofluza, X-O-F-L-U-Z-A, and it's one and done. It's one pill, and that's the treatment for the flu. It is light years better than Tamiflu, the old flu medicine that they have. It's like flipping a switch. People take that pill, and they are better within hours. They feel tremendous relief almost immediately.
Zofluza. Dr. Barna, spell that again, Xofluza. How do you spell it?
Yeah, X-O. F-L-U, like the flu, Z-A, X-O-F-L-U-Z-A, one and done, one pill. So many pharmacies are not carrying it. I've talked to pharmacists across the country, and I'm talking to the asking if they have it, and they've never heard of it. But it's been out for 2 years, and so your listeners are ahead of the curve. When there is a flu pandemic, even if it's bird flu bioweapon that's been juiced up in a lab using the terminology of Dr. Rand Paul, we have something that's an effective tool already that's not experimental, that's been out for 2 years. We know
Do we have to get it by prescription?
It does require a prescription, but if someone is sick, if your loved ones are sick, you're armed with knowledge now.
Exactly.
And this is not an exotic, experimental, modified RNA shot that has dangers, proven dangers with the modified RNA technology that they continue to push. Unfortunately, they continue to push the modified RNA. When they say mRNA, they're lying. It's not mRNA. It's modified RNA. There's a difference. I'll explain it another show. But the bottom line is there's danger with modified RNA shots. If they say, get your new RNA shot, run the other way. There's no long-term safety data still for the COVID shots. There's no, and the new flu shots are RNA. Run the other way. Don't cut in line. And so,
when did they start including the RNA in the flu shot?
This year. It's ready for you. And it's been in collusion with Chinese scientists.
Now, it begs the question, why would they do this to us, Dr. Bartlett?
I don't know. Maybe they don't like us. But the bottom line is, we have solutions. To look from a biblical perspective, God, who does answer prayer, he gives us the provision is provided before the problem ever presents itself. And we have Xofluza as a practical tool. Also, budesonide, because it's a respiratory virus, will also be very powerful because that's going to shut down the cytokine release, the inflammatory chemicals that were a part of the disease process with COVID. It will be a part of the disease process for bird flu when that happens. And it will happen. We've been promised it by CDC Director Robert Redfield.
Exactly. What about our immunity? Is there anything we can do to strengthen our immunity? Go ahead.
Thank you for bringing that up. The immune system, God-given immune system, is powerful and good. But listen, we're not talking about a virus. We're talking about potentially something that has been jacked with in a lab by gain-of-function bioengineering.
It's a bioweapon, right? Yes.
Right. And so you don't go to, no one comes to my emergency room and wants herbs, twigs, spices, vitamins. I'm okay with all that, but when we're dealing with something that's deadly, that has been created in a lab to kill, you need to take this serious as a heart attack. Yeah, try to be healthy, but some people, their health is beyond their control. They have diabetes, they have other issues, and they're doing the best they can. But you don't just write them off and say, "Oh, well, I guess you win some, you lose some." Heck no, we do everything we can, and we use real tools for real problems. And a bioweapon would be a real problem. I'm not saying it is going to be, but I'm saying sure looks like a lot of fingerprints here.
Well, it's pretty similar to what we experienced with COVID, right? I mean, if you're going to look at what they're going to do, look at what they've done. I mean, there's a pattern here, is there not?
I see the pattern. I'm calling it out. And the people that listen to the Bill Martinez show are hearing it. And so we're spelling it out. If they go to johnfleetwood.com without an H, johnfleetwood.com, you can see the receipts of what's going on with the $1 billion that's been earmarked in the bill, already set aside to fund your next pandemic. And they literally call out an influenza pandemic, $315 million set aside of the $1 billion. But the rest of it, the $700 billion, is for a zoonotic infection. That will be like a bird flu going from a bird to a penguin to a Minnesota goat to humans, and then from human to human. That's what they are trying to make look. That's the illusion that's being created in mainstream media, that we have this naturally occurring evolutional process of a bird flu going from birds, where it's been for thousands of years, to humans all of a sudden being a big disaster. And they're not telling you, oh, by the way, we've been doing gain-of-function research, genetically splicing bird flu in a lab around the world with U.S. taxpayer dollars to make it more contagious for humans and more deadly for humans. They forget to tell you that part. And by the way, we're also making the vaccine that we're going to be pushing on you real soon.
Of course. Yeah, there they are, the firemen. All of a sudden, the guys that started the fire, they're there with the fire hose to put the fire out and look like heroes, like as if they're not culpable. So, here we are. But here we are, Dr. Barton, real quick here. We only got a minute left here. So we're coming into the election. We're 7 months away from the election. The pandemic worked very effectively for Joe Biden and the Democrats back in 2020. Is there some relationship here, possibly?
Certainly temporal relationship, but the bottom line is we're going to leave on a positive note.
Yes.
Zofluza, budesonide, winning strategies already available at pharmacies around the country at every corner. So keep those at the front of your mind when you hear this, and don't run and cut in line for an experimental jab.
Please. Please don't do that. And talk to your doctor. And as Dr. Bartlett said, your doctor may not know about this. So you can increase the knowledge of your own doctor by sharing this information with them. And again, where can they go for more information, Dr. Bartlett?
Two places. One is johnfleetwood.com, johnfleetwood.com. They need to stay in touch with the Bill Martinez show. And also, they can go to budesonideworks.com. But
you got it.
JohnFleetwood.com is a great source, without an A.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final thing.